Beautiful Guangxiang Malaysia and venerable cuisine for branding this Abhidhamma book. So I think today all of you have a copy of this book today. So we can use this book as the manual of our teaching. So yesterday we gave introduction to the Abhidhamma. So when you get this book, you can go through the preface and the introduction. So in the introduction on page 10, you will see about the realities there. So we talked yesterday about the conventional truth and the apparent realities. And the other one is the ultimate realities. So you can read a little more in detail here. And it is quite very interesting that the Buddha said what we actually experience in our life is the conventional truth. So it is just like an illusion. So it is the world of illusion. And we have that illusion because of the avidya. Avidya is the moha. The moha is also called avidya. Because of that, we have that illusion, the Buddha said. We didn't see the truth. So what really exists are the ultimate realities. So yesterday we said there are four types of ultimate realities that really exist in nature and that can stand the test and investigation in any way. So those four ultimate realities are given on page 15. So they are the Chaita, the Chaitasika, Rupa, and Nibbana. So Chaita is just consciousness of the senses. All living beings, we are aware of the senses. So that awareness of the senses is called citta. So that means citta really exists in us. And when you come to insight meditation, you can actually see that citta arising in you, arising and dissolving in you. We cannot see with our naked eye. You need very powerful, very powerful eye to see it. And that powerful eye is actually the samadhi eye. Well, the samadhi means concentration. So when you can raise or develop the right concentration, you can see that chaita and also the chaitasika. Well, the chaitasika, they depend on the chaita for their arising. They arise and dissolve with the chaita. And we should know that the chaita is not one. No, the chitta is not one. No, it is not like you say an ego or a soul that always remains unchanged in you. It's not like that. So this chitta and the seekers, they arise and dissolve very, very rapidly. So in the order of 1 trillion in one wink, in one wink. So very, very rapid. So we can have various types of chaitas and the chaita seekers arising in us. They may change all the time. And that will explain why our mind or attitude is being changed all the time. Now you're good tempered, you're smiling, but very soon when you see something bad, you get angry. You know that the mind can change very quickly. But we do not know the reason why that change, that mind. If the mind is just one, there's no reason for it to change. Well, they may say, oh, it's just like a princess who change her costume very often. So some people would say like that. Oh, it is just because it changed the costume. So you get different types of consciousness. So it's not that. So there are the reason for the changes. And the chaita can combine with chaita seekers in various combinations. Now, because of that various combinations, we have different kinds of chaitas. what arises in us. So this picture and the figure, they represent the mind, what we say, it is the mind. So, that mind, in Buddhism, it is an ultimate reality. So since both picture and chitta-sikkha can be aware of the senses, we are always bent towards the senses in order to be aware of the senses. Now, because of that, chitta and chitta-sikkha collectively are called nama, nama. So you should be aware of that word, nama. So that nama will be equivalent to the mind you are using. So it's a nama, is not material entity. No, it is, you may say, spiritual entity. It is a spiritual entity, not material entity. So you take the mind as a brain. The brain is a material entity. So you identify the mind with matter. So the mind is not different from matter. It is not different from matter. We can see various properties, very, very light, like the psychic power. Now you can develop the psychic powers with which you can fly in the air, you can dive into the earth, you can create many things. So those psychic powers will not be able to be explained in terms of the brain theory. So we should accept that this mind, chitta and chitta-sikkha, they are the definite entities different from matter. Different from matter. And the Buddha's concept of rupa, the third ultimate reality is called rupa. And that rupa embraces the idea of matter and energy known in science. So according to Buddha's philosophy, we would say science knows only about rupa, that is matter and energy. So if you take you believe just in science, so you become a materialist, materialist. So just matter is important. So it is not that. So a person can be analyzed into chitta, chitta-sikkha, and rupa. If you take chitta and chitta-sikkha as a nama, so we say, a person is made up of only nama and rupa. So if a person is made up of nama and rupa, all the other persons will also be made up of nama and rupa. And about the inanimate materials, they will have only matter. Just like, say, the iron, the wood, the tree, they are just rupa. They are just matter. They don't have nama. Only living beings, they are a combination of nama and rupa. So according to the Buddha's philosophy, in the whole universe, what really exists is only these two, nama and rupa. And since nama is aware of the senses, and rupa is not aware of the senses, so which will be the leader and which will be the follower? What would you say? So, the nama, the mind, should be the leader, and the matter would be the follower. Rupa is the follower. And in the Buddha's philosophy, again, this nama and rupa, they walk hand in hand. This chitta-sikkha, they depend on rupa for their arising, for their arising. They have to cling to the sense object, and they have to depend on the material support for their arising. So without rupa, the chitta cannot arise. So they go together. We used to give the isti-mai. We say since the mind can be aware of the senses, it's similar to a man with good eyes, but without legs, it cannot walk, it cannot move. The mind cannot move. And the rupa, it is not aware of the senses, so it's like a blind man with both legs. It could walk. So a blind man and a lame, the man without No, without legs. They met together, say, no, outside a village. So there's an announcement on one speaker. Food is being served inside the village, so people can come and take the food here. So these two persons, they would like to come and get the food. So people can come and take the food here. So these two persons, they would like to come and get the food. How can they come? The blind man cannot come alone. Same thing, that lame man without legs cannot come alone. But if that the man with both eyes but without legs, he sits on the shoulders of the man, the blind man. So he directs and the blind man walks, they can come. Not you can go anywhere. So mind and matter, they walk in such a way. So we say mind is important, but you cannot neglect the rupa. Rupa is still important. Still important. Okay. So Nibbana is, we call the supramundane, ultimate reality. It has nothing, it is not associated with nama and rupa. Remember, both nama and rupa, they arise and dissolve very rapidly. Both of them, no? According to the Buddha's philosophy, they arise and dissolve very often. And science also know that no matter, they arise and dissolve very rapidly. Both of them, no? According to the Buddha's philosophy, they arise and dissolve very often. And science also know that the matter and energy are not permanent. We are made up of cells, according to science. So we know these cells, no, they are dying all the time. You have to replenish. No, you have to produce new cells to replace the old ones. So science also know, no, like your blood cells, they are changing all the time. So science also know they are not permanent. No? So, when you know this citta and rupa arising and dissolving very rapidly, then that idea becomes very clear to you. The idea of anicca, impermanence. No, everything is impermanent, just arising and dissolving and changing all the time. Science knows that. And Buddha actually, he expounds this discovery 2,600 years ago, much, much earlier than time. It's a wonderful thing. So if they are not permanent, since they are arising and dissolving, and what is not permanent, would you say it is no? Sukha. Sukha is bliss. Or would you call it the unsatisfactoriness? But it's not permanent, will not be satisfactory. So that not satisfactory character, or sometimes we also translate it as suffering, is called the dukkha. So if you know you are made up of nama and rupa, and if these nama and rupa are arising and dissolving very rapidly, so it amounts to that you are being tortured by the dissolution of this nama and rupa that you take as yourself. Yourself is dissolving all the time. So you won't be happy to see that yourself is dissolving. So that amounts to suffering, we say. So you get dukkha, anicca. And same thing, you can get anatta. No, anatta, not self. Not self, the Buddha said. Because both nama and rupa are changing very rapidly. Which combination of nama rupa would you call to be Dr. Mon? Now, as you are looking at me now, my nama and rupa is changing very rapidly. No? So if you find your point, this is Dr. Mon, that nama rupa would not exist during that time. It is gone. So nothing is permanent. No substance, no substantial entity that remains unchanged, that you can call an ego or a soul. There's no such thing, Buddha said. So, If you can find that idea, you can see there's anatta. No? So you get that three characteristics that is common to all nama and rupa. They have these three characteristics. So nibbana, if nibbana is associated with nama and rupa, then you would say nama rupa has this suffering character in that, since it contains nama rupa. So this nama rupa, the Buddha said, it is suffering, in the dukkha satya, the noble truth of suffering. So all these nama rupa is taken to be, the noble truth of suffering in the first Arya Satya. So if nibbana is eternal, it is blissful all the time, it must be separated from nama and rupa. You can see that. So because of that, we say nibbana is beyond this world of nama rupa, beyond this world of nama rupa. So all the 31 planes, according to the Buddhist chronology, we have 31 planes of existence. So that constitute the universe, or you can call them the infinite number of the universes actually present. So all in these universes, you have only nama and rupa. But nibbana is apart from them. They must not be the same as nama rupa. So we say nibbana is different from nama rupa. So it is a full reality. So we have the four types of reality. So you can see it is more complete than the view of science. According to science, you have only rupa. Now we have citta, cittasika, rupa and nibbana. So we have much more than science. Okay. So we go to chapter 1 after that. Chapter 1 is on page 90. So of those four paramattha, the ultimate realities, are known as paramattha. Parama means ultimate. Now atta means the thing. So the ultimate thing. The ultimate thing means when you analyze any living being or non-living being, you keep on analyzing it. So if you come to the final analysis, you cannot analyze anymore. So that that final the analyzed thing is called the paramattha. Actually it is the paramattha. So of this paramattha, the chaitya. The chaitya is very important, because we know chitta is very, very powerful. Actually, chitta controls all our actions, all our thoughts. So we cannot move without chitta. Without the instruction of the chitta, you cannot move. This rupa cannot move by itself. It cannot move by itself. So the science would say, you need the muscle. The muscle moves you up. But the Buddha said, that muscle is rupa. So it has to be directed by the mind. So the mind is behind all this movement. And because of that, the mind rules the world. The mind rules the world. So, like we say, science today is very, very powerful. And we should remember that science is produced by the mind. So you can see the mind is the all-powerful, the most powerful thing. So we consider studying the chittas first. So on page 90, we give you the four classes of chittas. Again, I explained to you yesterday. When you say chitta is that which is aware of the senses, or which is the process of cognizing. Cognizing means understanding, or the process of knowing the sense object. So in that case, citta is just one kind. Just one kind. So the citta, wherever it is present, in a small insect or in a human being, so its function is just to be aware of the senses. It is that that is aware of the senses. That's the citta. But that chitta, when it combines with the chitta seeker, you can have various combinations of chitta. Then we say, we classify four kinds according to planes of existence. No, Bhumi. Bhumi is called the plane of existence, or the realm. No, you can call the realm, the human realm, no, the Veda realm, the realm, the plane, the sphere, they amount to the same thing. No, they refer to this physical aspect of the universe. So, no, we belong to the sense sphere, we say. No, we belong to the sense sphere. So the sense sphere is called Kamaloka. No, Kamaloka. So those teachers that arise, no, mostly in this karma plane, the sense sphere, are known as Kama Vajra Chitta. Kama Vajra, Kama refers to the sense plane, the sense sphere, and Avajra means mostly experience. Mostly experience. No? That is, these chaitas, they arise mostly in the Kama sphere. And they amount to altogether 54 chaitas. That can be divided into three classes. We say Akusala Chaita, Ahetuka Chaita, and Kama Sobana Chaita. So those are again given on page 20. In the middle of the page there, you have 54 Kama Vajra Chaitas, and they are subdivided into three classes. One is Akusala Chaita. No? Akusala means immoral or unwholesome consciousness. Ahetuka means the rootless. Well, we'll explain to you later on. You just remember it. Ahetuka means rootless consciousness. And Kama Sobana, no, means beautiful consciousness in the sense here. Sobana means beautiful. So we can have 24 types of beautiful consciousness. But the 12 ugly types of consciousness we call the unwholesome consciousness. So we take that Akusala Chitta as our next topic. No? So at the bottom of page 20 you have the Akusala Chitta. So here we say Akusala means immoral or unwholesome. People usually commit wicked and evil deeds with Akusala Chitta. So Akusala Chitta, they will bear bad result. So in Pali, when we say Akusala, no, Akusala means it is faulty. No, it is fault. And it's blameworthy because of that. So you might say, what do you mean it is faulty or blameworthy? Because it causes harm to someone. No, this cheater. No, by this cheater, you may not talk or you may act. But in your action and in your speech, you may commit some harm, inflict some harm to someone. Because of that, we say it is faulty or it is blameworthy. And because of that, it will bear bad result. And they are responsible, this unwholesome cheater, for all the wicked things in the whole universe. All the people, well, they become wicked because of these cheaters. Because of these cheaters. No? So, of these 12, again, we divide them into three subgroups again. So you can see from this chart here, of the 12 Akusala cheaters, no, we divide them into 8 Lopa Mula cheaters, 2 Dosa Mula cheaters, and 2 Moha Mula Chaita. Again, we concentrate on the first group. Just concentrate on the first group. So it is given on page 21. It's called Lopa Mula Chaita. Now the 8 chaitas rooted in Lopa, greed, are given the following symbols in order to remember their names easily. So, Lopa is taken as a root. So we say Lopa is an unwholesome root. because it gives rise to unwholesome citta and chetasika. Now, because it gives rise to unwholesome citta, we say it is an unwholesome root. No, unwholesome root. Mula means the root. Lopa, we say it is greed. No, greed, and it has various meanings, and very common meaning is craving or desire. If you have desire, say for coffee, no, for good food, so we say you have lopa, no, for that good food. You crave for that good food. So that desire or that craving for the sense object, no, is called greed. So whenever you have that lopa, no, you have greed or craving for the sense object, then lopa mula citta will arise in you. No, lopa mula citta will arise in you during that time. Now, that lopa mula citta is again divided into eight kinds. Because when the Buddha speak about karma, not the karma in its result. So these eight kinds of lopa mula citta, they will produce eight kinds of karma. And these karmas will again condition the arising of the birthful states. And so again they differ according to these eight types. So he enumerated these eight types. So we give the symbol here, four plus sign and four negative sign. If you see the plus sign, you read it. So manasa sahagatam. So we say this plus sign, it stands for so manasa sahagatam. So what is so manasa sahagatam? So the meaning is given on page 22. No, somanasa actually means mentally pleasant feeling or joyful. When you get that mentally pleasant feeling, you feel joyful. So, when you say you are having that lopa mula citta, like you are enjoying good food, when you are enjoying good food, you are happy, you are glad to get that. So you are glad or you are joyful. Because you have that pleasant mental feeling. Why you are taking this? So the Buddha said, your citta is accompanied by this pleasant mental feeling, or with joy. It is accompanied by joy. So we call it somanasa sahagata. Sahagata means together with, or accompanied by. So these Pali words, they are just a few, it won't be much. So don't let these Pali words bother you. Don't be afraid of the Pali words. Since we are the names of these chaitas, it's better we know them. No, we know them. So if you know these Pali words, so when you read the manuals of the Buddha, the Buddhist canons, then you can understand. And when the priest gave the sermon, when they use the Pali words, they would use the Pali words. Then you can understand. So that makes the meaning more precise by using the Pali words. So I would like to ask you to tolerate and to get familiar with these Pali words. Not many of them. You will get familiar very, very quickly. But on condition, you will read it. If you don't read it during the daytime, so you will not be familiar with them. So I also try to ask you to read what we teach tonight. So tomorrow, before we begin the next session, you better go over them. So if you have any difficulty, any difficulty to understand, then you can discuss with one another. And even then, if you don't get the satisfactory result, you can ask me. I will come a little earlier every day, and I will go back later than other people. So you can ask me, And still, that would be nice if we can allow you to ask questions. But I found it, when I allow people to ask questions and trying to answer these things, I cannot go very quickly. And most of the questions, you need not ask, actually, when you understand them very well. But now, since you don't understand many things, you like to ask this and that. But when you understand, then you don't need to ask anymore. So I think if you still feel to ask something, just write it on a slip of paper, give it to me. So I will answer it whenever it's convenient. Whenever I talk something connected with that, then I will give you the answer for that. So feel free. Feel free to ask questions. You ask questions. No, this is very good. So the positive sign we read, so manasa sahakadam. So it's quite all right now. And about the negative sign, you say upikha sahakadam. Now upikha is a neutral feeling. So sometimes when we enjoy the food, but the food is not very appealing, not very tasty. Though you like it, you don't get joy while you are eating it. So though while you are eating, you are enjoying, you are having lobha mula chitta, but without joy, without joy. So at that time, the Buddha said, your lobha mula chitta is accompanied by neutral feeling, or neutral or indifferent feeling. So it is between the pleasant feeling and the painful feeling. So you get the neutral feeling. No? So at present, you don't feel whether it is pleasant or painful. So at present, actually, you are having the neutral feeling. So if you have with that feeling, you say, upikha sahagatam. And then the next word, and we have here, the deity sam. So it is the abbreviation of Deitikata Sambayutam. So again, if you look at the meaning, Deiti, there you can see on page 22, we say it is the wrong view. So the wrong view, the basic one is to be ignorant of karma and its result. So since people, they don't understand about karma and the result, so they don't pay any attention to about this karma. So they don't care for it. So during that time, when you are having lobha mula chitta, or you may be listening to the song, you may be watching a movie. So at that time, you don't care what type of chitta you are having, or you don't reason, I'm having the akusala chitta. It is immoral, so it will bring bad karma and bad result for me. So you don't consider like that. So during that time, we say, you neglect karma in sitisa. So at that time, you are having the wrong view. So your chitta is accompanied by the wrong view. But if you can reason, I'm having the unwholesome chitta, that will be the bad result, then we say you are having the right view during that time. So at that time, your mind is up. Is not associated with the wrong view, he says. So there will be two types of lobha mula chitta. Depending, they are associating with somanasa, pleasant feeling, or upikha, neutral feeling. Again, in each two types, you have again the two subgroups again. Those which associate with deity, those which do not associate with deity. Now, of the two kinds, which associate with deity and not associate with deity, which would be more highness? Which would be more highness? So, for the which do not associate with deity, you have only two defilements associated with the chitta. Lobha is one. And moha is always present. Moha, the illusion, is always present. Because of moha, we think these things to be pleasant. This food is tasty. This chicken, So this is the ice cream. So you have this illusion because of moha. Because of that moha, you cling to it. You desire for it. So whenever we have the akusala chitta, moha is always present. And now you also have lupa, as well. So you have the two evil roots there. So when you have dikhi, it's also associated, you get three immoral one. So it becomes weighty. So in bed, the bed itself, it will be more weighty. So it is the basic of that with you too. You may be enjoying the movie, but if you are enjoying, you can enjoy with Bhichikata Vipayutam Lopamula Chita. So it is less roti. So it will bear less bad results. So, now that's why the Buddha again differentiate into two types. Again in each group, you can again differentiate whether it is asankharika or sasankharika. So again the meaning is given on page 22 there. Asankharikam or asankharika in Pali, it means the same thing. So it is spontaneous or unprompted or automatic. So it is actually, it shows the state of volition, volitionally active state. The volition is very important. So that volition is very active during this time. So, you might hear, they are going to have a stage show. I'm going to see. So you are very active, very energetic. So we say you are asankharika chitta. You are going to see the show with asankharika chitta. But if you don't feel very energetic, you are reluctant to go there. Now because your friend takes you along, come along. It will be a very good show. You come with me. So you go because of that. So you say your chitta is not volitionally active. So in that case, you are going with sasankharika lopa mula chitta. So again, asankharika would be weighty because that volition is very active, it's strong, it's forceful. So when it bears result, it will bear very heavy result. So if it is sasankharika again, it will be reluctant, so the less weighty, and the bad result is also less, it becomes less. Now, we can read the 8 Lopa Mula Chitas. So they are given, the names are given on page 21, at the lower part of the sheet there. So let's read one more time. Somanasa saha katam dvichikata sampayutam asankharikam ekam sasankharikam ekam. So that covers the two. And the next two. Somanasa saha katam dvichikata vipayutam sasankharikam ekam and sasankharikam ekam. For the next four, you just change somanasa into upika. So we continued reading. Upika sahakatam dejikata samvayutam asankharikam ekam sasankharikam ekam. Upika sahakatam dejikata vipayutam asankharikam ekam and sasankharikam ekam. So the meanings are given at the lower part of page 22 there. The 8 Lopa Mula Chaitas may now be translated as follows. Number one, one consciousness. Now, ekam refers to one consciousness. Unprompted, that is asankharikam, accompanied by joy, somanasa sagatam, and connected with the wrong you, dechikata sambayutam. So the next thing, number two, instead of unprompted, you just change to prompted. So when you get to number three, you just say, instead of the connected with wrong you, you just say disconnected with wrong you, three and four. When you go to the next one, instead of accompanied by joy, you change it accompanied by indifference, that is indifferent feeling or indifference in your attitude. So you can get the meanings easily. Now the applications are given on page 23. So you can go by yourself. Now if I ask you, if you are watching a movie, you are watching a movie, you enjoy the movie, so during that time, as usual, you pay no attention to the camera. So what would be the citta arising in you at that time? Very good, very good. So during that time, since you are enjoying the senses, you will be having lopa mula citta. Since it's accompanied by joy, you're happy during that time, you say so manasa sahagatam. So during that time you pay no attention to the karma, so dekikata sambhyuttam. So it is spontaneous, no? Because you don't have to prompt yourself or other people try to pressure you to watch it, to enjoy it. You enjoy it by yourself. So you say asankarikaya, no? So the name of the citta, no, can be given like this. So manasa sahakatam, dechikata sambayutam, asankarika lopa mula citta. No, we would say like this. So if you watch, no, without interest, or without much interest, without joy, so it becomes upekha sahakatam, dechikata sambayutam, asankarika lopa mula citta. Right? So if you enjoy it, because no, other people are persuading you, oh, it's quite good, oh, you see, oh, this is quite good. So you start enjoying it, so it becomes sa-saṅkhārika chaita. Now, I think we can go to the next chaitas. On page 25, we had dosa-mūla chaita. So dosa is anger or hatred, mūla is again the root. So these chaitas have dosa as their root, no, as their root. So you look at the symbol there. We give you the, no, the this star symbol this time. So we call it Dho-manasa. So it's very similar to So-manasa. Instead of So, you just change it in Dho, no, Dho-manasa. So when So-manasa, it is pleasant mental feeling. When you come to Dho-manasa, it becomes mentally painful feeling. So you get the meaning below there. Or you can also say because you have some painful feeling, you don't like it, you are not pleased. So we say, you can also say displeasure. No? Displeasure. And the patika sambhutam. No? The symbols above the symbol is the patika sambhutam. So patika refers, it means the same thing as dosa, hatred or ill will. And sambhutam, you already know it, to be associated with. So whenever this dosa mula chaita arises, it is always accompanied by this painful mental feeling. Both of them are dho-manasa sahagatam, always accompanied by painful mental feeling. And also associated with patiga. Patiga is dosa. That is, no, associated with ill will, you would say. Associated with ill will. That is spontaneous one. And the next one is sa-saṅkhārika, the prompted one. So we can read the two names below. Please read. Dho-manasa sahakatam patika sambayutam asaṅkhārikam ekam. Dho-manasa sahagatam patika sambhayutam sa-saṅkhārikam ekam. So what would be the meaning? You can get a little down below, you get the meaning there. No, one consciousness, that's ekam. The asaṅkhārika means unprompted and accompanied by displeasure, dho-manasa sahagatam, and connected with ill will. No, ill will, patika sambhayutam. And when you go to the next one, it is the prompted one. So, no, now, you know the meaning. No, now, you also know when this citta arises in you. So when you feel angry, you know dosa mula citta is there. So when you are angry, are you happy? Are you joyful during that time? So you are having actually painful mental feeling. No, that you have displeasure, we say. So whenever you have the dosa mula citta, you will have that displeasure, that painful mental feeling. Painful mental feeling. And it works in the reverse way. In the reverse way. Whenever you have this pleasure or painful mental feeling, you know you are having dosa mula citta. So it works both ways. So how frequent this dosa mula citta arise in you? How frequently do they arise in you? Well, just like say in the morning, you get up, wash yourself, and you look in the glass, and you see the most beautiful ladies and the most handsome gentlemen in the mirror. But when you look at yourself, now you say, "Oh, I appear haggard. Oh, this pimple is getting worse. Oh, no, I am having some bad thing, something like that." So you are not pleased with your appearance. So at that time, what citta will arise in you? No lopa mula citta. At that time you get dosa mula citta at that time. Now you want to comb your hair, but you cannot find your comb. Oh, who has taken my comb? I cannot find it. So at that time, again, you are having no agitation. You are not pleased, so you are having dosa mula citta again. You try to comb your hair, it does not get into position. Oh, you have to comb it again, so you are not pleased. So at that time, again, dosa mula citta. You want to put on the lipstick, and you cannot find the lipstick. Again, dosa mula citta. If you put the lipstick, it becomes very thick. Oh, it looks so rather. So you get dosa mula citta again. No? Then you want to change your dress, but you cannot find the one that the dress that you like to put on. So again, if you have to search for it, you are not pleased, so you are having dosa mula citta all the time during this time. Now you find the costume that you want to wear, but it's not iron. Oh, you get upset. Again, dosa mula citta. So you try to take another costume, and then you stand in the mirror. What people would say to me? Would I appear good to them, or would you criticize me? So if you worry, so again you are having the dosa mula citta. So you have to go shopping. Oh, no, I have to go shopping, there's not much time. I have to rush. But when you rush, you have the traffic jam there. So you're scolding everybody there. Why you're not moving? So I have to go, so you're having the dosa mula citta all the time. So some of you come a little late, we had quite a good jam today because we had the market here. So as the car didn't move, I will be late. So at that time you are having the dosa mula citta again. Though you may be living in the United States or in Japan, just like in the United States, I have my friends there. So usually they stay about 40 or 50 miles from the place where they work. So they have to rely on driving their car. So they have to leave a little early. So if the weather is a little foggy, then the traffic will move a little slower. So you get a jam there. So they feel very frustrated. Oh, I should be late for my walk. Oh, if I am late every day, yesterday I was late, today I was late again, they may find me out. So you worry. So you have this dosa mula citta. I had my friend, one of my friends, working in Japan, and he has a good job there as a manager in the company that produced the medical equipment. Very good job there. So after working in Tokyo for 2 years, he came back to Yangon. So I saw him walking around, so I said, "Well, did you come back for a short while? When would you go to Tokyo?" No, see, I won't go to Tokyo anymore. "Why? You have such a good job, you earn so much money." "I have enough," he said. "Why?" I said, "Oh, so though they say the walking hour is from 8 to 5, we have to be there about 7. Now, if you come only at 8, they say, "Oh, you are not very attentive to your work." You are not very, very the energetic, so they don't even like you. So you have to come a little earlier. So even at the 5, when the 5 is supposed to be the end of the duty today, but the people here, even the clerks, the salesperson, they don't leave until at 6 p.m. So as manager, we have to stay a little late, he said. Usually we have to do overtime. So usually we have to walk up to 10 or 11 p.m. So from that time, when you went back to your place, so almost midnight when you got there, you're very, very tired. You threw yourself on the bed, so you fell asleep. But at 5 a.m., your alarm will ring up again. So you have to rush, you see. So you don't have even time to drink coffee or to take the apple. So you take the apple while you are walking, you are eating it on the road, you see. So again, while you are working in the office, there are very great pressure from above. You have to do this, you have to do this, all this pressure. So you have the stress and strain. No? You are familiar with the stress and strain. So that will give you dosa mula citta all the time. So these dosa mula cittas are burning. It burns, no? It burns your mind. It burns the material base where they arise. It burns the material base. So no, if you have very strong dosa mula citta, so you may die. No? You may die. So when you get angry, somebody bully you. You can feel the heart is beating very fast. No, it's sending blood. So the tips of your ears, or the tips of your nose becomes reddish. So if a person appears like that, become reddish now, and his face becomes very terrible at that time, no longer handsome, so you better get away. You become very dangerous now. So when you get that blood, so you will have the blood beat because the blood has to send this blood to all your to all your the hands and legs so that it prepares you for the fight. And 40% of the blood has to rush to the brain. The brain is a large amount of blood there. So the artery is very little there. So if the heart is pumping very strongly, it's pushing with strong pressure, then you break that artery. So you get a stroke. So you can die. No, you can die. You can die because of this dosa mula citta. So that friend of mine, he said, "Now, teacher, since I worked there for several years, I got that, the stress and strain, and because of that, you're having the overproduction of the gastric juice. So now I have stomach ulcer," he said. "Not only I alone who has a stomach ulcer, all my Japanese friends, families, they all have stomach ulcers." "So it's enough for me," he said. Well, if you know that, not this, the dosa mula citta, they also arise very often in us, very, very often. So now let's go to the next two. So on page 26, we have the two moha mula cittas. So these two cittas, they have just moha as their root. That moha, we already come across yesterday. We say ignorance of the realities is moha, or is delusion, this moha. So there are two cittas, both are given the negative sign. So if you see the negative sign, you just read it, upekkha sahagatam. Both of them are upekkha sahagatam. One is vichiksam. Now, vichiksam means vichikecha sambhutam. Now, vichikecha sambhutam ekam. Now, vichikecha, you look at the meaning below, it is also a mental factor. Now, this vichikecha is a chetasika. So, all these are chetasika. Now, lopa, dosa, moha, dukkha. And now we have vichikecha. All of them are chetasika. Now, what is the vichikecha? Vichikecha, we say, is sceptical doubt about the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, and the training. So if you are having doubt about the Buddha, is he really the wisest? Does he really possess that omniscience that understands everything? Would he understand what we know today about the modern science? So if you have such doubt about the Buddha, you are having this teacher. You are having upekkha sahagatam, vijikecha sambhutam teacher. Well, since you do not know what is karma and the result, so you might have the doubt about that. Oh, not just that karma will bear result in this life. Or if you have some doubt like that, again you are having this chaser. Now number two is upika sahagatam udaccha, now udaccha sambayuta. That udaccha is again another chaser seeker. So we take it as to be restlessness that makes the mind restless. No? So if you cannot concentrate your mind, so if your mind is wavering, becoming restless, we say, though you are listening to me, no, you may not hear what I say. No? You hear me only when you pay attention to my words. But if you are thinking about your wife, about your children, about your job, what you have to do tomorrow. So if you think about that, then you would not know what I say. So instead of kusala chitta, no, now when you are paying attention to me, you are listening to the Dhamma, you are knowing about the Dhamma, so during that time we say you have, no, now when you are paying attention to me, you are listening to the Dhamma, you are knowing about the Dhamma, so during that time we say you have kusala. Now kusala is beautiful chitta. But if you do not, no, pay attention to that, you miss what I say because of this restlessness. So you said you have this chitta. Upika sahagatam udaccha sambayutam. No, sambayutam, sambayuta, chitta. So no, the meaning is below. The number one is one consciousness accompanied by indifference, that upika sahagatam, and connected with sceptical doubt, which is feature sambhayutam. The next one is connected with udaccha, no, there is the restlessness. Now, don't say these two. Your mind can be restless many times in a minute. So during that time you will be having this udaccha sambhayuta chitta. So when you have doubt about the triple gem, or about the teaching, the Dhamma, or about the practical practice, not the noble practice or something like this, then you will be having the vijikecha sambhayuta chaita. Now we have talked about the 12 akusala chaita. Now, every day, when you are awake, you are confronted with all the senses in front of you. So if these senses are agreeable, desirable, pleasant, and you like to have it, to enjoy it, so during that time you'll be having lopa mula chaita. So if you do not like what you say, then you will have to like to have it, to enjoy it, so during that time you'll be having lopa mula chaita. So if you do not like what you say, then you will have the dosa mula chitta. No? So, when there are times you are not interested in these senses, they do not appeal to you, so you don't have dosa mula chitta. But you feel indifferent during that time, so no dosa mula chitta. But during that time, you will have the moha mula chitta. So, these three types of chitta will arise most often in you, most of the time, unless you can pay attention to meritorious deeds. No? Unless you pay attention to meritorious deeds, you become conscious of the meritorious deeds. Like if you reflect on the virtues of the Buddha, the Dhamma, or the Sangha, so during that time you will have the kusala chitta. But if you don't have such time, we say you are heedless. No, you are forgetful of the meritorious deed. So during that time, only the akusala chaita will arise in you. So we should, we can understand that. Now let's go to the next topic on page 28. So we had ahetuka chitta, the rootless consciousness. So we are actually going to the next group in this church. We finished the 12 Akusala Chaitra. Now we go to on to the 18 Ahetuka Chaitra. Now Hetu. Now Hetu means the Mula. They are the same thing as Mula. So it means the cause or the root condition. So we had Akusala Hetu means unwholesome roots. They refer to Lopa, Dosa, Moha. So we have already come across, whenever we have Lopa, Dosa, Moha, we will have Akusala cheaters arising in us. Now the next roots are called Kusala Hetu, that are the wholesome roots. So they are the Alopa, Adosa, Amoha. I also explained the meaning to you. And about my yesterday presentation, the gist of the death, I think Leslie Bo is going to try them to the stat and distribute the class, I think, no? So I think that would be nice. So Alopa is non-greedy, non-greedy, non-craving, or we say generosity. When you are generous, you can give away things. At that time, you say you are having Alopa, no? So Adosa is the opposite of Dosa, that is non-hatred, no? That is hatelessness. So you can tolerate, so you can say tolerance or forbearance, or it also stands for loving kindness. So when you are having loving kindness to all sentient beings, so you will be having the Adosa at that time. So Amoha is the opposite of Moha. Moha is ignorance of the reality. So the Amoha would be the penetrative, the knowledge of the reality, or you can call it the insight knowledge, or the wisdom, the wisdom. So they are the wholesome roots. Now, whenever you have Alopa, Adosa, or Amoha, you will have the Kusala Chitta, the beautiful Chitta. Now, the 18 Chittas we are going to describe now, they don't have any of these six roots. Altogether, there are six roots. Right? Three unwholesome roots, three wholesome roots, altogether there are six roots. Now, this chaitra, they don't have any of these roots. So they are called Ahetuka chaitra. Now, they are again classified into three groups. So you can look below. One is Akusala Vipaka chaitra. Akusala is unwholesome. Vipaka means resultant, resultant chaitas that arise as the inevitable results of Akusala chaita. Well, instead of Akusala chaita, if I put it Akusala kamma, that would be better, I think. So, in the past existences, we had developed in us both Kusala chaitas and Akusala chaita. Now, when the Akusala chaitta, they arise and dissolve, they leave behind Akusala kamma, their potential energy behind, because it's a kamma, Akusala kamma. So when you have the beautiful chaitta, Kusala chaitta, then they will leave behind Kusala kamma. Now, this kamma, they will produce their result. So these are the resultant chitta, we say. Resultant means the result of those vipaka. The kamma bear result. So vipaka means the resultant. Resultant of the kamma. Because of the akusala kamma we have performed in previous existences. Now we have these unwholesome resultant chittas in the present existence. And the next one is number two. Ahetuka means rootless, and Kusala means wholesome, Vipaka again resultant, chaitra. So these arise on account of Kusala kamma that we perform in previous existences. Number three is Ahetuka, that is rootless, Kariya. Kariya means functional consciousness. So you look at the note there, Vipaka means Kamma result, no kamma result. And kriya is functional. So on page 29, vipaka chitta and kriya chitta are karmically neutral chitta that are karmically ineffective. That is, they produce no karmic result. So these two kinds, no, the vipaka chitta, since they are the resultant of tapas karma, no, they arise on because of the, no, the that is as the result of the past karma, and they would not produce any karmic action anymore. So they have no karmic property. The same thing with this kriya chaita. We say it's functional. They just arise to perform their function, not to do their function, which is necessary. And actually, in cognizing the senses, these kriya chaitas, they have to participate. Because they are required, they arise. They do their function, then they dissolve, leaving no karmic property. No, so kriya chitta and vipaka chitta, they don't have any karmic properties. On the other hand, akusala chitta and kusala chitta will have karmic properties. Now, we can look at the, you know, the symbol on page 29. So if you look at the seven symbols there, six are negative sign, so you will call them upikha sahagatam. No, and only the fifth one, we shall call it the dukkha, this one. No? So if you look at here, you have the sixth negative sign, and this one is, no, we call it the dukkha sahagata. And this dukkha is, no, bodily painful feeling. This domanasa is mental painful feeling. So this is bodily painful feeling, we say. So, like when you have the mosquito bite, you aware of it with the pain there. So there is dukkha, no dukkha, dukkha sahagatam. So only this one. So we can see the names below. Number one, upikha sahagatam, chakku vinyanam. So can you read it? Chakku, no, chakku vinyanam. So chakku means eye. And vinyana means consciousness. Vinyanam or vinyana means consciousness. So it is the eye consciousness accompanied by indifference. Upikha sahagatam, accompanied by indifference. So the next one would be upikha sahagatam, sota vinyanam. Sota means the ear. So sota vinyanam means ear consciousness. Number three is gana vinyanam. Gana means the nose, so the nose consciousness. Number four, jiva. Jiva means the tongue. So jiva vijnanam means the tongue consciousness. And number five, so you call it dukkha sahagatam. No, instead of upikha, you have dukkha sahagatam. Kaya vijnanam. So kaya means body. So body consciousness accompanied by painful feeling. Number six, again you become upikha sahagatam, sampatichana chittam. So you call it sampatichana. No, sampatik, T-I-C, tik, chana, chittam. It is receptive consciousness, receptive consciousness. And number seven, santirana chitta. Santirana means investigating consciousness. So these are the seven names. Now we can understand the first five. So we say eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness. So in Pali, now how do you call these five organs? Chakru, sota, gana, jiva, kaya. So you just add vinyana. No, chakku vinyana, sota vinyana, gana vinyana, jiva vinyana, kaya vinyana. So these are the five, no, consciousness that are aware of the five senses. No? So eye consciousness will be aware of the visible object. No? The ear consciousness will be aware of the sound. So the dana vijnana will be aware of the smell. Jiva vijnana will be aware of the taste. And kaya vijnana will be aware of the touch. So these are five consciousness that are aware of the five senses. Now, what is number six and seven? Well, you say sampatichana chitta, receptive consciousness. And santirana is the investigating consciousness. Now, no, according to Abhidhamma, we explain the arising of these chittas like this. Now, when you are looking at me now, no, you see me. You see me because no, my reflected appearance, that is in the form of reflected light, so that appearance no, strikes your eye, no, we say. So the Buddha said, no, the visible object is the striking element, not the striking element, and your eye is the receiving element. So because of the striking element, striking the receiving element here, because of the striking or the contact there, you have the eye consciousness as the resultant of the collision there. So it's like striking image. When you strike image, the matchstick is the striking element. And your matchbox here, it is the receiving element. Now you strike the match, you get the flame. Now where does the flame come from? Does it come from the match stick? No. Does it exist in the matchbox? No. So how would you explain the arising of the match stick? So we say because of the contact between the striking element and the receiving element, you get the flame as the arising element. So the same thing the Buddha said. When a sense object strikes the sense door, so the eye is called the sense door. So when they strike there, the eye consciousness arises at the point of contact. So this eye consciousness actually arises in the eye. Now the same thing, now my voice, the sound, is striking your ear. So you have ear consciousness in the ear. And the nose consciousness in the nose. The tongue consciousness, when the chicken taste, get contact with the tongue there, you get the taste, you know the taste. So when you know the taste, you are having the tongue consciousness arising there. So you know if you have a burn in the hand, so you know the burn together with the painful feeling. Dukkha sahagatam kaya vijnanam. No? So now these chaitas, they arise momentarily. Only when the sense object strikes the eye, you get that eye consciousness, that aware of me. Just one consciousness will arise. Now this one consciousness, its lifespan is very, very short. So we say, even in one wing or one snap of the hand, 1,000 billion chaitas can arise. So one chaita will last how much? 1,000 billion part of the snap of the hand. Very, very short. No, that eye consciousness arises and dissolves. So the eye consciousness is aware of the sense object. But it dissolves. No? So we don't know the sense object yet. So the process must go on in order to know the sense object. So the Buddha says, eye consciousness arises just for a moment. It arises and it dissolves. But before it dissolves, it transmits the sense object that it takes, that it knows, to the next arising chitta. And the next arising chitta is sambhatichana chitta, the number six. So sambhatichana chitta, its function is to receive that visible object that is seen by the eye consciousness, so just to retain it, just for a moment, so just to retain it, so it is not lost. But it dissolves again, this data.
So before we dissolve, again it transfer this eye the eye image to the next arising chitta. That would be number 7. That is Santirana chitta. So Santirana chitta will make the investigation. It will investigate whether the sense object is good or bad. So it will investigate. And then as it arises, it does its dysfunction and it dissolves again. So this chitta, the arise and dissolve. So when it dissolves, again it transmits the sense object together with that information, whether it is good or bad, to the next arising chitta again. So the next arising chitta is actually this one. Now we shall come to it. We call it Mano Dwara Vachana. That chitta makes the decision. Oh, this is beautiful. So this chitta makes the decision. Or if it's not good, it say, oh, it's bad. So it makes the decision. No, that Mano Dwara Vachana. Only then, after the making the decision, if it is very beautiful, then you will get Lopa Mula Chitta arising. Only after that. Now, don't we say, as soon as you see a beautiful girl, oh, she's so beautiful, I love her. So it's not as quick as that. It takes so many moments during that time. So this process must go on. So Manodwara Vachana must decide, oh, it's very beautiful. Only then you get the Lopa Mula Chitta, the Buddha said. Now only then we enjoy the senses. Now only when you have the Lopa Mula Chitta, you know the sense object and you enjoy it. So if the decision is, oh, now this sense object is hateful, I don't like it, this is my enemy, then you will have Dosa Mula Chitta. If you have no interest, no appealing, then you neglect it. So during that time, you will have Moha Mula Chitta. So in that case, you are aware now, the Sampadichana and Santirana, they are necessary to cognize the sense object. In order to be aware of the sense object, they have to participate. So the same thing with the sound object. Now you are hearing my voice. My sound is the striking element, and your eardrum is the receiving element. So when they strike there, you get the ear consciousness. It awares of the sound for just one moment, and it dissolves. Again, it has to transfer that sound object to the Sampadichana that receives it, and then Santirana will take it over to investigate it, and then Manodwara Vachana must make the decision. Only then, when you say, oh, it is very pleasant, then you have Lopa Mula Chitta. Oh, if the decision, oh, it is scoring me, so it is blaming me, then you don't like it, so you get Dosa Mula Chitta. So this Sambhadechana Santirana, they are necessary in cognizing the various sense objects. So since these 7 chaitas are akusala vipaka, the result of unwholesome karma, so they would arise when you come across unpleasant sense objects. So according to the Abhidhamma, you come across with unpleasant sense objects because of your bad karma. In the past. So if you have very good karma, and if you are born as a princess, then you will not be in contact with the bad sense object very often. Now because you don't have such a good karma, you have to see this bad thing. Like when the poor people, they have to come across the bad sense object very often because of their bad karma. So if you know that, whenever you come across with unpleasant things, don't blame any other person. It is your own making. So it is a result of your bad karma. Because you have done something bad, so you have to come across such a bad thing. So these akusala vipaka chitta, they arise in order to cognize the unpleasant things that you come across. So if you know these 7, now the next group will be the same. It's becoming easy. So we can go to page 30. So at the bottom there, you have that title, Ahetuka, that is rootless, Kusala is wholesome, Vitaka, resultant, Chaita. Now if you look at the symbol, they are similar. Now it's better you can see the comparison here. On this big chart, give you the good comparison. So these seven symbols and the eight symbols here, they are identical, except the fifth one here. Instead of dukkha here, you are having sukha. Sukha is pleasant bodily feeling. So painful bodily feeling and pleasant bodily feeling. So when you are in air condition, you are having the good feeling. Or when you wear some very soft dress, you get very pleasant contact there. And if your bed is very cozy, then you get the pleasant contact. So during that time, you have sukha sahagatam. Sukha sahagatam. Kaya vinyana chitta will arise during that time. Now, we have one more here. Instead of the upikha sahagatam santirana chitta, the sandhirana, the same thing here. But you have one more here. The one more is somanasa sagatam sandhirana chaitam. So, can we read the name from this chart without looking at the book here? Well, you can do it. Okay, let's read here. Upekha sahagatam chakku vinyanam. Sota vinyanam, gana vinyanam, jiva vinyanam, and this is dukha, sukha. Sukha sahagatam, kaya vinyanam, upikha sahagatam, sampatichana chittam. Upikha sahagatam, santirana chittam, and somanasa sahagatam, santirana chaitam. So the arising of the chaita, they walk in the same way. Now this time, these chaitas are aware of the pleasant sense object. Now you come across this pleasant sense object because of your good karma, your good past karma. So during that time, you have kusala vipaka, wholesome resultant chaita arising in you. So the same thing, we say, when you are watching a movie that you enjoy very much, now when you are watching there, what chitta will arise in you? What chitta will arise in you? So while you are seeing the actors and the actress, you will be having eye consciousness arising there. Now what eye consciousness? You have two eye consciousness here. One is akusala vipaka chakhu vinyana. And the other one is kusala vipaka chakhu vinyana. So when you are watching the movie, which chitta will arise? Now, what do you say about the movie? The actors, the beautiful actors and the actress, you appreciate them. So when you say this sense of this is good, pleasant, agreeable, so you can enjoy this because of the good karma. No, good karma. So during that time, the pachita will arise, the kusala vipaka chakhu vinyana will arise. Alright? Now when you come across, say, a rotten corpse, so a rotten corpse would not be pleasant. So you come across this because of your bad karma. So we say at that time you will be heavy. Akusala vipaka chakhu vinyana, eye consciousness. Right? Now when you are smelling the perfume, so what chitta will arise at that time? So again, kusala vipaka sota vinyana will arise. Now you get into the latrine, so it is not flush, with the sea there, very smell, bad smelly. So at that time, pachita arise. So it would be akusala vipaka sota vinyana will arise, ghana vinyana will arise. No? So when you have tasted the rotten fish, very bad taste, so again at that time, akusala vipaka jiva vinyana. So while you are enjoying the fried chicken, Kentucky chicken, very tasty, so that time patrabhita chika. So kusala vipaka. Kusala vipaka jiva vinyana. So don't do walk in this way. Now, whenever you have the kusala vipaka, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, then the kusala vipaka sambadechana chitta will receive that sense object. Santirana, again the kusala vipaka, santirana chitta will investigate where is good or bad. Now here we have two santirana here. So we say, when the sense object is just fairly good, then you investigate with upikha sahagatam santirana chitta. When the sense object is very, very good, exceptionally good, even by investigating you are having joy. So at that time, somanasa sahagatam santirana chitta will investigate the sense object. So because of that, we have two santirana chittas here. Okay? Now, the first five pairs. So you have the two chakhu vinyana, no? And two sota vinyana. So these are, now you, there are a pair of chakhu vinyana, eye consciousness, a pair of sota vinyana, ear consciousness, a pair of gana vinyana, nose consciousness, and a pair of jiva vinyana, tongue consciousness, and a pair of kaya vinyana, body consciousness. These five pairs together are called dvi pancha vinyana. So I'd like you to take note of that name. Dvi pancha vinyana. Dvi means pair. Dvi means pair. Pancha means five. No, the five pairs. So it amounts to 10 chittas. No, these 10 chittas or the five pairs, they are known as dvi pancha vinyana. No, so they are the five pairs that are aware of the five senses. Okay? And also take note, you have two upikha sandirana chaita. Two upikha sandirana chaita. And one sandirana, somanasa sandirana. So altogether, there are three sandirana chaita and two sampadichana chaita. Now, we can go to the next topic. On page 32. We call them ahetuka kriya chaitas. Now the three ahetuka kriya chaitas are given below. So we can go ahead with the name given below the box there. Now number one, what is number one? Upikha sahagatam pancha dwara vachana chaitam. No, pancha. It will give the meaning below. Pancha dwara. So when you have the A long, we say A long. So it has the sound A. If this A is A, no, like a Dhamma. So when you have the long there, we say A. No, dwara. No, dwara vachana chaitam. And the meaning is given below. No, the pancha is a five. Dwara means the door. Five door. Vachana means adverting or directing. No, adverting or directing consciousness. Accompanied by indifference. Upikha sahagatam. Accompanied by indifference. And the next one. Upikha sahagatam. Mano dwara vachana chaitam. Now, mano dwara means the mind door. No, mano means mind, dwara means door, and avachana, again adverting, consciousness accompanied by indifference. Number three, somanasa sahagatam, hasi tuppada chaitam. Hasi tuppada chaitam. So that hasi tuppada is called smile producing consciousness.
accompanied by joy. So only they arise only in our hearts, this Harsitupada. No? So when they smile, they have the pleasant mental feeling. So it is Somanasa Sahagatam. Now the rest, no, the two avachana, they are upika sahagatam. So they just, you know, direct the sense object, or the chitta, the mental stream, you would say, towards the sense object. They direct to the sense object. They take note of the, they take note of the sense object. So during that time, they do not know yet whether the sense object is good or bad. So at that time, the feeling is just upika, because you do not know the sense object. The same thing with this eye consciousness, ear consciousness, all of them are upika. Because now we say when you see it, just we say it is just seeing. When you hear it, just hearing. You do know the real, you know, the real sound or the real object yet, and you should not decide it whether it is good or bad. Only after the manodvara vachana decide it, we know it is good. Only then you can have the somanasa sahagatam lopa mula chita. So for these they are upika sahagatam. Now, these two chitta, the pancha dvara vachana and mano dvara vachana, they are quite important. These two are quite important. Now, you are aware we have the signal by which the sense objects can get into our body or can get into our mind. No, there are six doors, we say. Now, these are the five doors. The eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, and the body. They are called panchadwara. No, panchadwara. So if a sense object appears in one of these doors, it would be the panchadwara vachana, chitta, that confirm the sense object. The thick notice, we say, no, you pay attention to this object. So the panchadwara vachana would take notice of that. Then other chittas will follow in order to know the sense object. So it is always the first chitta that confirms the sense object. Now, so if the sense object appears in the mind door, like our thoughts, no, your thoughts about your business, about your, no, your children, so that will appear in the mind door, we say. So when that thought object appears there, manodvara vachana has to confirm it, has to take notice it. Unless the manodvara vachana take notice of that, you will not be aware of the sense object. No, so this the two avachana, no, they are the one that pay attention or that take notice of the sense object to be aware of the sense object. Now here is again a very good explanation. No, now why am I standing in front of you now? All of your images appear in my eye. No, so just like taking a the photo with a camera, all your pictures are now appearing in my pupil. No, they appear in my pupil. Can I be aware of all of you at the same time? No, I cannot be aware of all of you at the same time. So in order to be aware of each person, you have to focus your attention on that person only. No, so you focus on that person, that is the pancha dvara vachana will do it. Again, now why I am standing here? All the six sense objects can strike the respective doors at the same time. No, like the visible object striking now here. And I can hear if some of you talking, so no, the voice will strike my ear door. And I can have the perfume smell, no, striking my nose. So if I have a sweet in my tongue, I can also have the taste object striking. And I have the contact with my clothes, and my, no, my soles are in contact with the floor, so I have the touch also here. And at the same time, I may be thinking of my beautiful wife at home, what she will be doing at this time, or would she be missing me or not? So the thought object can come to the mind at the same time. So can you be aware of the six sense objects at the same time? If you have to be aware of all the six sense objects, what will happen? Remember, no, when we explain in science, no, we say, now, the visible object, no, distracts your eye, the retina, you say. So when you sit there, no, of course, no, the reflected light will not bring about a chemical change there. And that stimulates the nerve, no, to report to the brain. And the brain, no, return the message. Oh, this is Dr. Mon. Oh, this is Mother Chin. So, he will return the message. That's the explanation of the sign. No, but, no, if that's so, now if all the six objects, no, strike at the same time, so how would they do explain that? They would get mixed up. No, they would get mixed up. Like when you watching your TV, if the two channels get mixed up, if they appear at the same time, what will happen? No, you can't see anything. You just mix up. So the same thing, no? These sense objects, if they have to be known, as soon as they strike the door, so they can be mixed up because they strike the same door. So according to Abhidhamma, though the sense objects, no, appear in the sense of sixth door, you will not be aware of them unless you pay attention to them. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Yes, it is true. It is true. So if I am thinking of my wife during that time, I will not be aware of any of you. Yes, it's true. So you can be aware only one at a time. And that is done by this Pancha Dwara Vachana and Manodwara Vachana. Now they make the selection. Which one you want to be aware of? So if you want to know, no, the object that appears in your eye, Pancha Dwara Vachana will confront it, will take it, no, and will direct the other chaitas to follow it, so you'll be aware of the chaita. So if it picks up, no, the object that appears in the ear door, then you will hear the sound. So if you want to know the fourth object there, then the Manodwara Vachana, no, will have to confront it and advert or direct the other teachers to follow it there in order to know, to cognize the sense object, to know it. So in order to know each sense object, you need these two avachana, no, to be aware of the sense object. Now, we finished the 18 of the Ahetuka chaitas now. So you know, these chaitas, they accept this the Hasitupada. No, the 17, they are involved to cognize the six sense objects that appear in the sixth door. So they help us, no, to know these various sense objects. So they are essential to us. So they arise in us, right? Now we can go to the next group. Now before we go to the next group, you should know this word here. This 12 Akusala Chaita and the 18 Ahetuka Chaita. Now these 30 Chaitas are called Asobhana. Now you already know Sobhana is beautiful. Asobhana would be not beautiful. So these 30 Chaitas are said to be not beautiful. Now the Akusala Chaitas are not beautiful because, no, they are blameworthy. No, they accompanied with immoral roots. So they are not pleasant ones, not beautiful ones, you know that. But the Ahetuka Chaitas, you know, they are not immoral. No, they arise to know the senses. And all these 18 chaitas, they arise even in the Buddha. They have to arise at the Buddha. Some of them would also arise in the Brahma to be aware of the senses. So you cannot say they are wicked, or no, though we say they are not beautiful, they are not blameworthy, they have no fault. No? So, because they are not beautiful, in the sense they are not associated with beautiful, no, roots, so we say they are not beautiful. Now, if you say this 30 asobhana, that implies all the remaining chaitas would be beautiful. So all the remaining chapters would be beautiful. So now if you take 30 from 54, 24 will remain. That will be called the Kama Sobhana chapter. So we take this as our next topic on page 33. Page 33 there, you have Kama Sobhana chapter. So we give you the meaning there. Sobhana here means beautiful. Chaitya is the consciousness. Kama means the sense sphere, no? That arise in the sense sphere. Now these 24 chaityas are subdivided into three classes below. One is Mahakusala chaitya. Now Maha in Pali means great, not great. But here you should know this great means greater in number. No, greater in number, not greater in power or virtue or something like that. It is just greater in number. So we call it Kama. No? Great moral consciousness. Maha Kusala Chaitya. There are eight of them. And number two, Maha Vipaka. Vipaka is resultant. No? Great resultant consciousness. And number three, Maha Kriya Chaitya. Great functional consciousness. So I also give you the note below. Maha great means greater in number. Mahakusala chaitya is also known as Kama Vajra Kusala chaitya. As there are eight Kama Vajra Kusala chaitya, five Rupa Vajra Kusala chaitya, etc. You can look at the table here. So these all these chaityas are Kusala chaitya. No, beautiful chitta. And Kusala is wholesome. No, wholesome. So in the Maha, so this all these chittas are Kusala chitta. No, beautiful chitta. And Kusala is wholesome. No, wholesome. So in the Maha Kusala you have eight Kusala chitta. Now when we come to the Rupa Vachara Kusala, the beautiful chitta, in the Rupa play you have only five. And Arupa Vachara, only four here. And the Logotra Kusala, four. So among these four groups, no, they are the greatest in number. So it is called Mahakusala. But instead of Mahakusala, we can also call Kama Vachara Kusala Chaitya. Just like the wholesome chaitya in the Rupa play will be called Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaitya. Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaitya. So you can call Kama Vajra Kusala Chaitya. So Mahakusala or Rupa Vajra Kusala, it means the same thing. Now there are eight of them. Now this eight, if you compare with the eight Lopa Mula Chaitya, they are the same. No, they are the same. The symbols and the words are also the same. Instead of ditti there, you have jnana here. That is the only difference. So we give you the symbols on the next page. On page 34, now we have at the middle Mahakusala Chaitya. So you look at the box there. So the symbols and the words are the same as the Lopa Mula Chaitya. So the names will be the same. No, the names will be the same. If you know the eight Lopa Mula Chaitya, now you know this eight Kusala Chaitya. You just change Deity into Jnana. So let's look at the names below. So Manasa Sahagatam Jnana Sambayutam Asankharikam Ekam Sa Sankharikam Ekam. The next day, so manasa sahagatam jnana vipayutam asankharikam ekam sa sankharikam ekam. So for the next word, you just change to upikha. Upikha sahagatam jnana sambayutam asankharikam. So you look at the box there. So the symbols and the words are the same as the Lopa Mula Chaitya. So the names will be the same. No, the names will be the same. If you know the eight Lopa Mula Chaityas, now you know this eight Kusala Chaitya. You just change Dekshi into Jnana. So let's look at the names below. So Manasa Sahagatam, Jnana Sambayutam, Asankharikam Ekam, Sa Sankharikam Ekam. The next page. So Manasa Sahagatam, Jnana Vaitayutam, Asankharikam Ekam, Sa Sankharikam Ekam. So for the next page, you just change to Upikha. Upikha Sahagatam, Jnana Sambayutam, Asankharikam Ekam, Sa Sankharikam Ekam. Upikha Sahagatam, Jnana Vaitayutam, Asankharikam Ekam, Sa Sankharikam Ekam. So the names are the same. So here, what you should know is, for the meaning, you have to know only the jnana. Jnana sambayutam means associated with wisdom. Jnana is wisdom, associated with wisdom. Now, what do you mean by wisdom here? So, as the basic step, we take this wisdom is the knowledge of karma and its result. So, if you are aware of karma as the result, then we say your citta is accompanied by wisdom. So, when you perform meritorious deeds, these Mahakusala citta will arise in you. Now, whenever, whatever meritorious deed that you perform, these Mahakusala citta will arise in you. So, if you perform happily, joyfully, then your Kusala citta will be So manasa sagatam kusala chitta. So if you just perform it without any joy, so it becomes upekha sahagatam kusala chitta. Upekha sahagata kusala chitta. Now if you perform with the knowledge of karma, this is good karma I'm doing, it will bear good result. So if you have that knowledge, then we say you are chitta is associated with wisdom. So it becomes jnana sambayutta kusala chaita. Jnana sambayutta kusala chaita. So if you perform without knowledge of karma in the result, like the children, they also pay homage to the Buddha, but without the knowledge of karma. So they will have kusala karma, kusala chaita, but without knowledge of karma. So what will be the chaita? Jnana Vaipayutta Kusala Chaita will arise in there. So again, when you perform this meritorious deed, with active volition, with strong chaitana, which is with active volition, very eagerly, then we say Asankharika Kusala Chaita will arise in you. So if you perform it hesitantly, so somebody come to ask for donation. So if you can donate, very quickly, very eagerly, then we say Asankharika Mahakusala Chaita. But you become stingy. So you become hesitant. Oh, it would be nice for me to donate or not. So only after you assure yourself, you better not donate, 10 ringgits. So you donate. So it becomes Asankharika Kusala Chaita. So when it bears result, there's a great difference between Asankharika and Sasankharika. So we should perform with Asankharika Chaita to get great benefit. And we should also perform meritorious deeds with the knowledge of karma, to get Jnana Samayutta Chaita. So to get the Jnana Samayutta Chaita, it is good, it's better. Meritorious deed. You acquire better meritorious deed by doing that. So if you perform it happily, so manasa sagatam, if this karma bears up and you are reborn as a human being, so you will be reborn with the so manasa sagatam chaita. So normally you will be jolly, you live happily. So some people, they perform the meritorious deed with upekha sahagatam. So when they are reborn as a human being, they have upekha sagatam chaita in them. So they appear to be very serious. They won't smile at you.
So there are some people like that. So no, by the we call it the rebirth consciousness, becomes different there. So no, if I ask you the meaning, either you can know the meaning on page 35 there. Now for the first teacher, no, let's look at the here. We'll reach and we'll give the meaning. No, okay. Now the first pair, you say so manasa sahagatam. No, that means accompanied with joy. Jnana sambayutam, associated with wisdom. Asankharika chetam, asankharikam ekam, or asankharika cheta, that means, no, the spontaneous cheta. Sa sankharika cheta, that has to be prompted cheta, not spontaneous cheta. The next pair, somanasa sagadam, again accompanied with joy, accompanied by joy, and jnana vipyotam, not associated with wisdom. Asankharika, spontaneous, and sa-sankharika, not spontaneous. And for the next four, upikha sahagatam, accompanied by indifference, no, without joy. And somana, the same thing, the jnana sambayutam, associated with wisdom, asankharika, spontaneous, and sa-sankharika, not spontaneous. So we can know the meaning. So we also know what kind of chitta will arise while we perform meritorious deeds. No? Now, in life, I think the best way, no, of living would be to live with kusala chitta and to have akusala chitta as true as possible. How can you do it? How can you live wisely, so that you have less akusala chitta and more kusala chitta? So what can you do? So you can be aware of your chitta. Remember, akusala chitta has unwholesome roots in lopa, dosa, moha. So try to, no, calm down your greed, anger, or delusion. So you try to, no, keep them, not to arise in your mind. So you can avoid the akusala chitta. But they are very quick. No, as soon as you see something, oh, you will like it. So you can stop it there. So the Buddha say, no, try to be mindful of meritorious deeds. No? So try to be mindful of meritorious deeds. That is his advice. Every day he gives this advice. Apamadena bhikkhave sambadeta. No? Apamadena bhikkhave, the bhikkhu. No? Don't be forgetful. Sambadeta. Try to accomplish your meritorious deeds. So try to be aware of, no? Try to be aware of the meritorious deeds. If you are thinking about meritorious deeds, you are performing these meritorious deeds, then you will be having kusala chitta all this time. No, all this time. So the best one would be meditation. No? So you can reflect, for example, no? You can reflect on your breathing. You can be aware of your motion. No? Or you can be aware of the Buddha's virtues. So during that time, you'll be having kusala chitta all the time. Now during our Abhidhamma section, now for 2 hours, no, we have been listening to the Abhidhamma. So while we are paying attention to the Abhidhamma, learning the Abhidhamma, so during this time, what chitta do we have? So it will be kusala chitta. So if you are joyful while listening to the Dhamma, so you will have the somanasa sagatam, and with the knowledge of karma. It is a meritorious deed. Listening to the Dhamma is a very, very good meritorious deed. So you have the knowledge of karma there. No? Soma jnana samyutam asankharika.
So if you are willing to learn, so you are having asankarika. So if you are thinking about running away, so you will have sasangarika. So remember, no, even in one snap of the hand or in one brain, 1,000 billion teachers can arise and dissolve. So every minute or every second, we are acquiring billions and billions of kusala teachers arising. So when they dissolve, they leave behind the karma properties. So no, during this session, 2 hours, no, you have accumulated the meritorious deeds, no? How many? Uncountable. No? So the benefit would be uncountable. No? By listening just for one session, you will not be reborn, no, in the woeful books for many world cycles. So very, very confident. So you know that that's very, very good. So I think the time is up now, we have to stop. So I think let's try to share merit. No? Let's try to share merit. Since we have made a large amount of the meritorious deed, so it is wise for us to share merit. Okay? Idam me punyam asrakhaya vaham how to may these merits of mind lead us to the extinction of all defilements. Idam me punyam nepanasa patyo how to may these merits of mind be conducive to my attainment of nibbana. Inam na punyabhagam sabha satyanam dhima. Inam na punyabhagam sabha satyanam dhima. Inam na punyabhagam sabha satyanam sabha satyanam dhima. We share these merits with all sentient beings. May all sentient beings attain the share of these merits and be well and happy always. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.